Back now with Day to Day.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
It's been almost two decades since the Los Angeles rap crew N.W.A. released its landmark album Straight Outta Compton. A special 20th anniversary CD comes out today. In the late 1980s, their gun-wielding, gang-banging, cop-shooting rhymes quickly turned N.W.A. into a household name, at least in hip-hop households.
Straight Outta Compton is a crazy brother named Ice Cube.
N.W.A. wasn't the world's first gangster rap act, and it wasn't necessarily the baddest. But as NPR's Christopher Johnson reports, there's no doubt about N.W.A.'s impact. And a quick warning, the story includes language that could offend some listeners.
Straight Outta Compton's cover photo says it all. It's taken from the eye view of someone who's probably caught an official beatdown from Niggas With Attitude, or N.W.A. Staring up, the victim sees a circle of six dead serious young brothers. True, Ice Cube does have a jerry curl, and that's kind of funny. More sobering, though, is Eazy-E pointing a handgun at your face. The message? You done stepped into Compton, fool.
Here's a little something about a brother like me. Never should have been let out the penitentiary. Ice Cube would like to say that I'm a crazy mother from around the way. Since I was a youth.
The rap group N.W.A. had pulled some impressive artistic and marketing stunts with the release of Straight Outta Compton. The disc got almost no radio play, and it still went double platinum and helped Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, and the late Eazy-E launch legendary rap careers. But probably N.W.A.'s biggest coup was the way its members got fans to believe they were all cold-hearted gangsters.
These guys, they were marketing geniuses.
Greg Mack co-founded the station KDAY, or K-Day, one of hip-hop's few L.A. radio stations during the late 1980s. Mack knew N.W.A. and agreed to air the group's early music when nobody else would.
They were good kids. Eazy just knew he was just so in tune on how to market himself and market N.W.A. He just had a vision, and he just followed through with it.
Eric Eazy-E Wright was a well-known Compton drug pusher who wanted to break into the rap game. Eazy had the cash to start up a hip-hop label, but he needed some talent. So in early 1987, he teamed up with Andre Dr. Dre Young, a teenage father with a solid reputation as a disc jockey and a producer. Dre enlisted O'Shea Ice Cube Jackson, who was a master of writing so-called gangster rap. The songs were narratives about the street hustler's life of drug dealing and murder, a lifestyle Cube and Dre never lived. They added their friends MC Ren and DJ Yella, and Eazy named the rap crew Niggas With Attitude. 2 years later, at the end of 1988, N.W.A. released Straight Outta Compton on Eazy's record label, Ruthless.
Ren is the villain, and you're just a hostage. So whenever I'm stepping, cover your head like an ostrich. Groupies been waiting for this, suckers been hating for this. You know why? Because so many y'all are late to this.
With Straight Outta Compton, N.W.A. put up a brand of hardcore rap that was void of politics and apologies. As Ice Cube explained things in the 1989 interview, hip-hop playtime was over.
I think we get over so much because we talk about the real uncut. You know, we don't around with it. We just tell it how it is, and either you swallow it or you spit it out.
Living in Compton, California, CA. Three with the justice, the police pulled the rain. To be a dope man, it's a life of grief. Two best days on the 1st and 15th.
Unlike the L.A. gangster rap forefather Ice-T, who rhymed about consequences, N.W.A. had little interest in cautionary tales. They took all the no-nos, sex, drugs, violence, and lots of swearing, threw them in the back of a tricked-out 64 Cadillac and floored it down the fast lane. Young suburban white America ate up every bit of N.W.A.'s gangster gags. Rap journalist Soren Baker says Straight Outta Compton wasn't just about sensational marketing, though. He wrote the liner notes for the 20th anniversary CD.
They wanted to talk about what they were going through and what they were seeing. And this was the part of Los Angeles. This is the part of the ghetto that mainstream America ignored.
Right about now, N.W.A. court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of N.W.A. versus the police department.
The original Straight Outta Compton release has 13 songs, including N.W.A.'s infamous track, After Police.
After Police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad.
The single was recorded as a protest against police brutality, but the FBI sent a letter to N.W.A.'s label complaining that the song promotes cop killing, Off-duty police refused to provide security during NWA's national shows, effectively shutting down many of the group's concerts. But the album just kept selling. And what helped Straight Outta Compton do so well was that it wasn't all gangsta gunplay. Dr. Dre gets loose on the mic for the album's only profanity-free single, Express Yourself.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate.
Ice Cube was the first to quit the group when he left in 89. Dre split with Easy 2 years later over money issues, and the two lobbed disses at each other until Easy died from AIDS in 1995. Today, Straight Outta Compton is a reminder of brighter days in hip-hop's most notorious Left Coast hood. Five young brothers show how to take hyper-violent hardcore rap and give it the sweetest twist of gangsta finesse. Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
Don't be another sequel.
NWA's Straight Outta Compton 20th anniversary release features the original album plus five bonus tracks. And you can hear songs from the CD at our website, npr.org.
Now, get back to the PG. That's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records I spin again and again and again. While I'm expressing myself, it's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Some musicians cuss at home, but scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you will hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.